Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos, the podcast where we take a deep breath together, open God's Word, and find His presence right in the middle of life's storms. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're talking about something that every one of us faces at some point. Those seasons where the waiting feels endless, the prayers feel unanswered, and hope starts to feel a little fragile. If you've ever felt like you were holding on by just a thread, I want to tell you, you are not alone. And more importantly, you are not without hope. God's hope isn't wishful thinking or positive vibes. It's a rock-solid anchor for your soul. Even when nothing seems to be changing, He is still moving. So grab your coffee, take a deep breath, and let's lean in together as we remember that God's hope never lets us down. Will you say this prayer with me? Father, thank you for being the source of true, unshakable hope. You see the seasons when we feel weary from waiting, and you meet us there with your comfort and your strength. Lord, help us to remember that your promises are not bound by our timelines, and that you are always at work for our good, even when we cannot see it. I pray for the listener today who feels like hope is slipping away. Breathe fresh life into their heart. Let them feel your steady presence anchoring them, reminding them that the best is yet to come. We choose to place our hope not in circumstances, but in you, the one who never fails. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts. Hope can feel fragile sometimes, especially when you've been waiting and praying for healing, for peace, or for a breakthrough. And the days just keep stretching on without the answers you long for. It's natural to start feeling discouraged, or even wonder if your hope is misplaced. But here's something that will make you smile, I hope, and strengthen your heart. God's hope never lets us down. Unlike the hopes we create on our own, sometimes based on circumstances or fleeting feelings, God's hope is eternal, unwavering, and powerful beyond measure. This hope doesn't depend on what's happening around you. It's anchored firmly in who God is. He is unchanging, He is faithful, and He is endlessly good. His love fills our hearts with a hope so real that it carries us through the darkest seasons. So when your hope, or when your heart feels heavy and the waiting feels too long, lean in to this hope. Let it breathe new life into your spirit. Let it fuel your faith and remind you that better days are coming, even if you can't see them yet. This is Kingdom Hope. Alive, active, and breathing right now in your life. So hold on, friend. Your hope is not in vain. It is steady light guiding you through the storm. A promise that God is working all things together for your good. When you anchor yourself in His hope, you find strength to keep walking. even when the way forward is unclear. Trust that your story isn't over yet, and the best chapters are still to come. Father, thank you that your hope doesn't disappoint me. When I feel discouraged or tired of waiting, remind me that your love is poured out in my heart and that you are always faithful. Help me to hold on to this hope and trust that you are working all things for good. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is, what hope feels hard to hold on to right now? Write it down and then write a prayer asking God to fill you with his never failing hope. Friend, if you're in a waiting season, I want you to know you are not forgotten and your hope is not wasted. God's timing is perfect, even when it feels painfully slow. And sometimes the most beautiful miracles are growing quietly in the soil before we ever see them break through. If today's episode encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with a friend who could use a reminder that hope is still alive. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, because your story is still being written by the author who already knows the ending. And it's good. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.